Our Place, episode 511.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Well, hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing? We're fine, I think, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're doing good. Mm-hmm. So, we got a new series starting this week, thanks to Nick Adamson. We did promise that. Stay tuned for that. And, of course, we've got what's been going on in the Nut House, as it were.
A bit more than sometimes.
Or in Our Place, eh?
A bit more than sometimes. Yeah, in Our Place.
What's more than sometimes?
Going on.
Oh, going on, yeah. Well, what is going on in Our Place?
You were
going
to say the Nut House or in Our Case?
No, on the Nut House or in Our Place, I said.
Our Place.
Not in Our Case.
Oh,
anyway, totally mad here today, yeah. But it's always mad.
Saturday, isn't it? What do you Saturday, expect?
Saturday, yeah, daft day. So, what have we been up to, Ange?
Where do we start? We threatened to buy a speaker. You did. You ordered one Sunday night.
I ordered... Oh, that was fun. I ordered that speaker on Sunday night, and the website decided to take me through to ClickSafe, and it blocked the normal credit card that we use, and then... For some reason, I couldn't do it. I tried it with my debit card, and that didn't work. And it was blocking all the cards, basically. We had to write texts to say,
you can do this, because it sends you a code,
yeah. You know, sends you... Well, not a code. It sends
no,
you
a message, and you reply
sends you a
yes.
text, and you reply yes. To, you know, it says, do you recognise this transaction? So, for some reason, this place that we bought it from, which is Seven Oaks Sound and Vision, seems to trigger the fraud blocking thing, doesn't it?
Yes.
So we're not really sure why, but anyway, I ordered my speaker, which was the Blue Sound Pulse Flex. That's what they call it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we got it. We got it.
We did. We'll talk about that later as well, because there's more to that story, because we didn't get it till Wednesday.
That's right. Yeah.
We've got quite a bit to go before then.
Yeah.
I did ask my question about the accessibility, because it said ask for more information on Twitter. Well, actually, I didn't get more information, did I, really?
Not really, no.
They just did say, see if you can go... They knew the... they said the company to go to, which is where we bought it for. They said you might be able to get a demo in one of the shops, basically, that.
Yeah.
See if they can do that.
Yeah.
But we'd ordered one. I wrote back to them and said, yeah, well, we've got one. Can we write to you and... perhaps help, because they really seem to want to know, don't they?
Yeah,
that's the way we're getting the support.
Where they are, I think they've implemented basic accessibility, but they don't know how it works because they haven't any blind people.
It is, but indeed they have, but they didn't know how adequate it was. So they're not getting a lot of, but obviously they knew about doing it, whether it's from a previous blind person exactly or how, they did know there's such a thing. But not how well it's working. There are some weirdities. But anyway, we're going to come to all that when because we haven't got as far as that yet, have we? So I didn't get my answer till Monday, obviously, because that's their working time. And I wrote back and said, we can send in with our findings and try to help that way. And I said, sir, absolutely, I got the answer, And... I can't fault their support, the bit we've had so far so good. But so anyway, what happened after that? Monday was quite normal, wasn't it? Sunday, did you see, nothing else happened, did
no,
it?
No, Monday was quite normal, as far as I'm aware. Tuesday, we were supposed to get the speaker.
Yes.
But it didn't turn up. Right. And it said on the app that they couldn't find my address. Actually, what happened was that the bloke... lost the parcel in the van.
Couldn't find it. And eventually when he did, because it was so dark in the van, it was night, this was evening, and it was dark now.
Yeah.
By the time that was supposed to be delivered, he did find it, of course, later, under loads of boxes.
Yeah.
Other things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And he's been here before, so we knew that was rubbish.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we reported it, and the lady said she'd spoken to him, and he was apologising and said what happened. And then he came and told us what happened.
Yeah.
So that's really, I went out, you stayed in and had a chat with Mel, didn't you?
I did.
I went out to the radio club.
Yeah.
Not a lot there. And not a nice chat with a few people and stuff, which is always nice. And so we do get the parcel Wednesday.
Yeah, and we opened it on Wednesday.
Yeah, but before all that, we go out Wednesday to do a bit of shopping.
Oh, yeah, we went
all
out.
All three of us go out because Emma had recommended a shop to look in for me, some decent slippers.
Yeah.
Some
decent shop called Walkwell.
Slippers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I ended up buying what they call house shoes,
mm.
which are much harder wearing, you know, they but they've got a nice soft inside. So it's a hybrid, if you like, between, I'm sure a lot of you know what they're, between slippers and shoes, mm. really. Mm. They're very comfy.
Yeah.
I'm finding I've been wearing them ever since, really. Oh, but then, and then Wednesday later in the day, oh yeah, we grabbed the drive-in McDonald's. We went there to grab it to come home because you had a job at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, we had the Mexican signature dish, didn't we?
We had the spicy signature.
It was a spicy one, yeah.
Lovely, wasn't it?
It was nice, yeah.
I had a cup of their coffee. I know we can make coffee, but I love their coffee.
My banana shake.
And you had a shake anyway. If you hadn't, I'd have probably said, oh, we'll make it when we get home. But because you did, I had a coffee as well. And Emma had a toffee latte or something, wasn't it? And she had a barbecue signature dish, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that was all very good and nice. And then we opened up the box, obviously. You were looking at the speaker. But while all this was going on, because I didn't know you were doing that, this was after your job, at some time, and I can't remember, was it around 4 o'clock maybe? Or I had this phone call, didn't I, in my mobile? Well, I was probably going to be rubbish, but I answered it because I do if I can. I will answer them if I can.
Yeah.
Just because I couldn't. It's quicker to answer than try to find who's ringing. And it happened to be from the hospital saying, could I come for an appointment the next day and then another one Sunday? Oh, my goodness me. So that was that. So to go, you know, because of these heart problems, I've got an appointment. She got it slightly wrong. She said I'd have an ECG the next day and a monitor fitting Sunday. Well, that didn't quite happen, but we'll go to that because we haven't quite got that far yet.
No.
I come upstairs and tell you what's just happened. I've got these appointments. And you're playing with the speaker. And
we
spend quite a bit of time on that and we look at the apps and you feed back a bit of what you find, don't you?
Yeah.
We are able to play. We got it set up with Tidal first.
Yeah, we can play music from Tidal. Spotify is going to be easy because you use their device connect thing.
I gather, but I'm not sure if that's still true because
of course it is.
Is it still true?
Yeah, because when I went into set up with Spotify, it said use it from within Spotify.
Yeah, that which will be easy, won't
it? Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be a breeze, isn't it?
Because,
well, I haven't used Spotify, but you have.
Yeah.
I'll have to put it on my phone as well, I guess.
Yeah.
But so we got, and up from Tidal, both of us were able to play a song.
Yep.
I can't work out how to get between artists and albums and all the rest of it.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. We haven't had a lot of time since then.
No.
The week's been wild.
That's right.
But so we had a good go and you fed back some things.
Yep.
That you found out about the...
Well, the most serious bug in the Blue Sound app for Android is that because of the way they use web views, the keyboard doesn't come up in certain situations. So when you try and add a network share to add your library, the keyboard doesn't come up at all. There's no way with TalkBack on you can bring the keyboard up.
Mm.
And that, to me, is serious. And it needs looking at.
Yes.
So I've fed that back to them because I was going to add my NAS drive to it as my music library so that we could play it directly to the Blue Sound speaker. But it wasn't going to happen that way, was it? So I'll have to do it on the iPhone at some point.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, because they can't change the keyboard on the iPhone, apparently. So.
Well, no, that's why the keyboards always come up, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I had no problem with that.
So anyway, I fed that back, and then we sat down and listened to a documentary on Fats Domino, which was really good, wasn't it?
After all that, yeah.
Yeah.
So we played some songs to listen to this speaker. We played Tune In Radio.
Yeah.
This is quite a nice, we haven't tried setting up presets, but so basically, yes, you can use the speaker very certainly basically like that. we managed it.
Yeah, I didn't really want to talk much about the use of the speaker, though, until I'm more used to it, because I don't want to mislead people.
No, I'm not telling them to buy it. No, what I'm saying, it has physical buttons on the top. It's got presets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And when you press them, it brings up something in the app.
That you've set. You can set things that your favourite, say, whatever, if on tuning or something.
Yeah.
Station, I suppose, favourite, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's got physical play, pause, and volume dump, so that's quite nice as well.
Yeah.
You can stop your.
Yeah.
And of course, we've got the battery with it, which you clip on the back, don't you?
Yeah. One thing I found weird, though, was when we first started playing something, it didn't play. And I wondered why. And the speaker was in pause mode, and the app was in play mode.
It got out of sync for some reason.
So, for some reason, the app didn't realise that the speaker was in play pause mode, you know. So that was a bit weird. And I should have reported that, but I didn't. I forgot about that.
Well, it may not happen again. We don't know.
Because it shouldn't get out of sync. You know, the app should always know what the speaker's doing via, you know, by the Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah.
So that was weird. Mm. But, you know, it's not a bad speaker. Sound-wise, it's pure.
That's what I'd call it.
I'd say it's purer than the Sonos, in fact.
Oh, it's purer than that. And listening to BBC Radio 2 on tuning, although it's a bit compressed and as it is and a bit spitty, you know, it seems to bring that out, actually. It reminds me of the older analog radios you got in cars or my brother's old radio I borrowed.
Mm.
A bit. It just had a warmth to it, tuning did.
Mm. So.
Strangely, but that's my impression.
So we come to Thursday, don't we?
We do.
And we went out to Birmingham to an exhibition.
We did.
And my dad took you to hospital, didn't
he? Yeah,
he
came with me to, because it's one heck of a place to get around.
Yeah.
Yes. And with not enough time to make too many arrangements, I wasn't sure what I was going to do, except I knew I'd have to get there. But anyway, your dad came with me and... actually, I got in virtually on time, I think.
Mm.
And she said we're going to do ECG and we're going to fit a monitor. And I said, oh, they told me a bit different for Sunday. I said, does that mean I don't have to come back? And so she said, well, we will check that. So she checked and said, no, you've got to go back for an echo on Sunday, which is a ultrasound, more in-depth study of your heart.
Yeah.
So I was thinking I'd get out of that. Mm. So Charlotte's taking me
on tomorrow. So
I had all that done and the monitor fitted, and it's just like some sort of little, feels like some little boxy thing inside plastic. It's got a plastic case on it.
Mm.
I presume that's so that, of course, the box stays clean, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because obviously you can't just pass that round to people and you can't wash the box.
No.
You have to get it ready.
No, so it was in a plastic bag.
Mm.
Mm.
But no washing and no showering and bathing.
No, that's right.
So it's drip wash if you want, but you mustn't wet the monitor.
Wet the monitor, yeah.
So I thought, never mind, we don't need to worry about that. We won't.
So you took it off?
About midday, didn't I?
Midday on Friday, wasn't it?
To take back
yesterday.
I wanted it back about 2 o'clock.
So. And you and Emma took it back, didn't you?
We did.
Yeah.
Mm. So I found the pads a bit itchy that stick to you, but...
Mm.
It felt a bit damp underneath, I think, where I possibly sweat and that, where I pulled them off. But actually, stickiness just went away quite easily. They clip on. The little pads have got clips, but you bin them, she said to me. Just bin them.
Yeah.
Just, I want the monitor and, of course, all its wires, which were attached anyway.
I need to take those off,
obviously.
Mm.
But they clip on, the wires clip on to keep the wires on. And also to put in any medication, I had this bit of paper to fill in. She said I could have just done it on paper, typed it up or whatever. But because Emma was there, we filled that in. What time I went to bed, what time I got up. If I had symptoms, then fill those in and the time. But I didn't. I had no problem.
No.
I don't get a problem every day, as you see.
No.
She said if need be, they will do a 7-day monitor.
Yeah.
Which is what my doctor said is what he, I think, was hoping. Because every time I've been to the doctor... there isn't a problem. And my thinking is they're not going to find one. So I'm going to end up with one of these again, whatever it is, for 7 days, Paul, knowing my luck.
Well, let's see.
We'll see, won't we? Because they've got to do this other scan tomorrow. They put gel on your chest. Yeah, I know. I've had it on my eye for ultrasound on my eye. Yeah, messy. Don't like
so,
it on the eye.
What else happened on Friday?
Friday?
Not a lot, really.
No, Friday was okay.
Other than you taking the monitor back, nothing happened really, did it?
So how did your Thursday go? It went all right, did it?
Yeah, nothing really to report. No. That, you know, we had no signal, so we couldn't take credit card payments, although we probably could have gone outside. Steve said that the fire door, they could have opened the fire door for us so we could go outside and take credit cards. But other than that, yeah, we made one sale there, and we always go back because we get invited, and we do seem to get quite a bit of interest in it. And it was more like a drop in, a surgery type thing. They were asking me about tech and all kinds of things. So
yes,
that was more interesting
they
for me.
They are more interesting like that, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. So that was quite good. And yeah, so that was it. We got back Thursday night, I guess about six, was it? About half
just
six?
Before six.
Was it just before six? Yeah. Yeah. And then watched telly for the rest of the night, and then it was Friday, wasn't it? And nothing happened really.
No, that's right.
That was a normal sort of a day, and I think that's it, isn't it?
Yeah,
the week
really.
That's it. So what we're going to do now, I think, is go to our new series. What do you reckon?
Yep, let's do that.
So we got a new series on from Nick Adamson. And I'd like to thank Nick at the outset for permission to record, add this to our podcast. It's a podcast as well in its own right. And of course, I will put the link in the show notes for you to go on there, and you can download the episodes and hear them ahead of us if you want to, and subscribe or whatever you want to do. But basically, Nick will tell you all about it. But basically, he's been an iPhone user for about 6 years. And he's decided, for various reasons, to switch to Android. So I'll let Nick tell you all about that, and then we'll come back and comment.
The Blindly Switching Podcast. Hi everyone, and welcome to the Blindly Switching Podcast. I'm Nick Adamson, and this podcast is all about my journey in switching from an Apple iPhone to an Android. So, why is this podcast called Blindly Switching? It's because I'm registered blind and use accessibility software on my smartphone. So for iPhone, that's software built into iOS called VoiceOver, and on Android, I'm going to be using the screen reader called TalkBack. I've been a smartphone user for quite a long time now. I think my first phone must have been 2003, 2002, around then. And it was one of the Nokia Series 60 phones with a screen reader called Torx on it. And I loved that. Torx was great. It just worked most of the time. And it was good for what it did, but it was quite limited. You had very limited access to apps. Not that there was really such a thing back then. Once Series 60 phones got harder and harder to get, so we're probably talking 2011, 2012 now, I moved over to Apple and iPhones, and I think my first iPhone was an iPhone 4. And it was a great experience. Learning the touchscreen I didn't find particularly hard. I know some blind people do struggle to get their head around a touchscreen, but it was something I didn't find too difficult at all. And then a couple of years later, I got an iPhone 5S, and a couple of years after that, I got the iPhone 6S, and that is my current phone. So I've probably been an iOS user for 6 or 7 years now. It's been quite some time. So why, after 3 iPhones and 6 years of using VoiceOver and iOS, am I even considering the change? I've invested in apps, I've got an awful lot of time and understanding of the OS and VoiceOver and how to use it and how to get the best out of it. Why am I bothering? And I think the easy answer is I'm just a bit bored. I'm bored of using the same phone, or what has effectively been the same phone, for the last 6 years. Okay, I've had different iterations of it, and it's been different releases of iOS, and stuff has changed, you know, things like the fingerprint sensor and Apple Pay and all that sort of stuff. The other main reason, when I upgraded this from the 5S to the 6S, there was a significant difference. Same when I went from the 4 to the 5S. There was a real benefit in changing phones. Although going from the 6S up to either the 10 or the 8, I was considering going to the 8, there wasn't really a lot that grabbed me, that made me think, you know what, that's a brilliant change. That'd be a really good idea. The only real thing was wireless charging. And as geeky as I get, I can't get that excited about wireless charging. So, what's the plan? Well, the plan has already kicked off. Today I went into a shop and I pre-ordered the Google Pixel 2, which is a 5-inch Android phone, a flagship phone from Google, so equivalent to the iPhone in terms of roughly the same kind of money. On a similar kind of contract, it's actually cheaper than going for an iPhone 8. So the Pixel 2 runs Android Oreo, which is the latest version of Android. I'm hoping to learn how Android and iOS differ. I'm looking forward to finding out about how VoiceOver and TalkBack differs. I'm interested in finding out how another way of doing a touchscreen device for a blind person can work. I'm very familiar with VoiceOver and the gestures that you use for that. And I'm looking forward to just finding out another way of doing things. What is my backup plan? Is the obvious question I've already been asked. Well, I don't have one. My backup plan is, in 2 years' time, when my current contract runs out, I go back to an iPhone. I'm hoping not to do that. I'm hoping that this will be a successful journey. This first podcast was always going to be pretty short. It really was just an introduction to me, an introduction to my situation, and the first steps on the journey. In 2 weeks' time, my Pixel 2 will arrive, and we'll go through setting up. The plan is that I will record the setup process and my first initial feelings on it. I'm going to edit stuff down so that it's not completely entirely boring for you guys. And then as time goes on and I get more into Android and more into the different apps and the different things that I do with it, I plan to sort of review those and go over, you know, what I find and comment on how it differs from iOS. And really, by the end of, you know, 6 months' time, maybe, then this might turn into a resource for those who are also contemplating the Switch or are going through the same Switch process. So if you've got questions about the Pixel 2, about my journey, comments on why I'm doing it, really any reason for getting in touch, you can do so at www.ndadamson.com. Click on the contact me link, and I will see you in a couple of weeks with my nice shiny Pixel 2. Take care, all. See ya.
Interesting perspective, Nick. Thank you very much for that. I think I'd feel the same if I was an iPhone user. I think I'd be a bit bored with the iPhone, only because it doesn't have things that I use all the time on Android, like live widgets. Like, you know, you can have Sky News on your home screen rolling headlines, and you don't have to go into any app. You just go to the home screen and all kinds of live things going on all the time, which, you know, there are downsides as well. It takes up more battery, but I like things like that. And iPhone doesn't have the equivalent of real live widgets and things like that. So I like the ethos of Android. As you all know, the people have been listening, that I like that, and there's more openness and more third-party apps can interact with Android directly and things like that. You had some comments, didn't you, Ange?
Yeah, I've got a few bits and pieces on this. First of all, I think this is going to be an exciting series.
So do I, and I think it will be a good perspective.
It reminds me of when I went from using a first from the Nokias to the iPhone, but then I've never had to do a total switch. I was lucky. I put the iPhone on a cheap rolling contract and kept the Nokia as well. So I've not completely had to go away. And then when then I've had iPads as well. When I went to Android, I kept my iPad Mini, didn't I?
Yeah.
I had an iPad Mini.
Yeah.
As well. So I've never completely, you know, because I like, it was nice to have the two things. Then I went back to iPhone after a couple of years, but as my main phone, I just missed it. I missed the ringtones, believe it or not. I like the ringtones of it better than what I had on my, all right, we all like different things, don't we? And I just, for whatever reason, you know, missed having an iPhone. And I've never done it through boredom. I've done things through curiosity when I've switched. I still have my very old Galaxy Nexus, which I prefer for my podcatcher that I have. I actually prefer the use of that with the podcatcher. It seems to do things in a more it just does it better for me on my Android. So I've still got the two anyway, and would probably like to keep some kind of Android device around, but it depends if I can get it cheap enough, because I, although it's used every day, it is really only used for that, mainly for the podcasts. Sometimes TuneIn Radio, I suppose, but not very often now. Actually, I don't even think that app's on there at the moment, but, it, you know, media then, it is used just for that. Multimedia, like music media, not Facebook and things like that. So I don't know if it went wrong, whether I would just stick to the iPhone, but I like the way this my podcatcher works better on Android, somehow. But the other thing, no, I've never got bored, but I think, well, the other thing is I went to an Apple Watch, and that does, you talk about Sky News, I can read the headline as it comes up on my wrist. But, of course, my speaker has now gone so bad that you've got a job to hear it. So when I get my new watch, that's going to be better again. So things, I can read the headlines as they come up, just the same as on my phone.
So can I, it should be pointed out now.
Yeah.
I can do that with my Android watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm rolling news and that doesn't, I'm not a news junkie, so I don't, I just like to know what's going on, you know, the headlines, if there's anything really, wow, I can go in and read it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what interests me, like, is things like the new speakers and the apps. I like to try new things that come out, if I'd like to have them anyway. I don't just buy things to try if I don't think I'm going to keep them. But what excites me now is what I can do with the phone rather than the phone. I don't mind the iPhone looking the same. I believe iOS 11 is somewhat different, especially on the iPhone 10, which I've never seen. But what I've read about the gestures, they sound quite good. I quite like the sound of how you do things without the home button. So that wouldn't bother me, because my Nexus is only a virtual home button. And apparently you can do this on the new iPhone as well, if that bothers people on the 10. I've never seen a 10. I don't want to upgrade my iPhone at the moment from the 6S. I don't need to. But I am interested in wireless charging for the future, especially with the Apple Watch, and in future, if should need a iPhone that does that, if I got the Apple one that, what do they call it, Air Power, I will be able to use the same charger for both devices, which would be much nicer, I think, in the bedroom, instead of having the extra plug around for the iPhone. I can just use that. That's your Steve's Twitter client.
My Twitter client, yeah.
So that does interest me for the future, but not enough to upgrade, you know, my phone for another year anyway, at least. So yeah, that's where we are. I could use either platform quite happily, really. The way Android's come along, I see Steve using it, although I don't, I like what I see, so I could use both happily, and I think neither one excites me more than the other, really. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
I would say, but I do like my Apple Watch in particular, so don't want to change for that at the moment anyway. So, but I could, if I wanted to in the future, provided I can afford to, I would do that and get the best Android, like the Pixels, probably.
Yeah, although...
so I like the look of the way that they do things.
Nick, you are going to have a problem with the Pixel 2, which I will warn you of straight away, apparently, at the moment, and that is that the Google Assistant doesn't work with Bluetooth headphones. And to me, that's a serious problem, and Google need to fix it. This is to say that you can't press your button and use it like you can with Siri on the iPhone. You're going to have that problem with the Pixel 2, unfortunately. It's a known bug, known by Google. I retweeted it this morning, and it came from Android Police. And I don't feel any compulsion to upgrade to my Pixel 2, because I don't think the Pixel 2 in some ways is as good as the Pixel, which is a shame. It's got stereo speakers. It's got a faster processor. It's got the same size battery, I believe. So battery life is going to be less because the processor is fast. And I see no reason to upgrade. So what I'd say to people looking into Android, look first for last year's Pixel, because it's bloody good, isn't it, Ange?
Yeah.
My Pixel's going just fine, isn't it?
Well, I think, again, you should get another year out of it, maybe.
Yeah, I reckon.
I mean, when did the 6S come out? As I say, I've no plans to... That's fine.
Yeah.
But at the moment, and...
My Pixel's rolling along, and I don't have any serious bugs like that. And so it's not the operating system. It must be the hardware in some way. Because I'm on 8.1 public beta of Oreo.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting this problem with the... Google Assistant with Bluetooth headsets.
I must admit, had I wanted to upgrade the iPhone, I'd have gone for the 10 because it is a little different. Not because I'm bored with what I've got, but it's different and new, isn't it?
I wouldn't, but only for one reason. I prefer Finger ID to Face ID. Even though Face ID is very new, I think it's less secure.
Yeah.
And it
just would interest me as a thing, you know, if I had to think the curiosity bit.
Yeah.
To use it, but I don't want to. The colours don't interest me. See, I can see a little bit, and I like my rose gold. I don't. The new colours for the new phones don't interest me, any of them.
Mm.
So why would I change?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I'm happy with my Pixel. I'm happy with Android still, and Android TalkBack gets better and better, doesn't it? Really?
Yes. It does.
And so that's good.
I think it's better than iOS in the looks to be, doesn't it? In the fact that iOS every release, new year, every year you get some terrible,
fairly serious bugs with VoiceOver, don't you? But TalkBack, yeah, I mean it's getting better, and also Android Wear TalkBack is good on the watch, so I can do, as I said last week, I can do what Angie does with her Apple Watch now on my watch, can't I?
And when I get the new watch, I'm looking forward to that, because that's I've got the very original, and it'll definitely be a worthwhile upgrade.
Yeah.
And as mine has got a bit broken, I think, a little damaged in the speaker
actually,
department.
talking about watches, when I went to the exhibition on Thursday, Steve Keith had a new iPhone watch, an Apple Watch, Apple Watch 3, I believe, delivered to the place where we were exhibiting that on that day.
All right.
So, because it was so quiet, Emma was helping him set it up. So, okay.
Which one does he got?
Three.
Which model?
What do you mean?
No sport or a slightly higher model?
I'm not sure. I think he got the sport. It reminded me that the process of setting up an Android watch was easier than the process of setting up an Apple watch.
It is.
I mean, it just saw the Apple watch. It just saw my watch and connected the Android watch.
Mm.
With Apple, you either have to do it with the camera looking at the watch face and then silly swirling patterns, which I think is a gimmick, or you have to type in a code to set up, don't you? Mm. That means knowing the keyboard on the watch as well.
By the time I did it the second time, I was able to do it myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I had to reset it for I got the new phone, wasn't it?
And it timed out pretty quick, if I remember right, didn't it?
Apple has this trick of doing that with this stuff. Anything you need to pair, a keyboard or whatever, it does. Yeah.
So Android watches are much quicker at setting up, I have to say.
Yes.
Once Emma had turned on TalkBack, I could do the whole thing myself without any problem, couldn't I?
Yes.
No problem. Yes. I thought I might need Emma's help to connect the watch, but I didn't. It just said, Huawei watch, we just found you, connect, button, go. Mm. You know, no problem. I didn't even have to go into Bluetooth, did I?
Well, I don't even know why we have to do pairing codes with a watch.
No,
really.
No, me either, really.
Why you need that.
No.
The
phone said the watch may ask me for a code, but that was Android Wear, you see.
Yes.
And it connects to a lot of different watches.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
But the Huawei just connected, didn't it, with no code?
Yeah.
So that was good. And now, of course, it synchronises my heart rate to Google Fit and all my, you know, Google Fit is synchronising my cardio scales and all that stuff. So everything's synchronising up to Google Fit, which is good. It's all good stuff. The only trouble I'm having is with my Fitness Pal at the moment, isn't it, and syncing. Things.
Yes.
Don't quite know what's going on there, but it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be an adventure, Nick, whatever way you prefer. And really it comes down to user now. I think I think accessibility is as good on both platforms, and I can say that because I'm in both platforms, aren't I? I've got an iPhone as well. I can honestly say that accessibility is just as good now on Android as it is on iPhone, and now it's coming down to preference. People are arguing now about preference of gestures, aren't they, and things like that.
Yeah, you see, I certainly like to have both around the house, whether one be a tablet and one a phone, because there's certain things as well. For instance, on Sky Q, if you want to find an app and delete it,
you mean a program?
If you can't see, sorry, yeah. If
a TV a, program,
if,
yeah.
Sorry, a program. Yeah. And you can't see, and you don't exactly know where, if it's not the one you've just watched, but you need to go and delete one, you can't do it with the iPhone yet. As far as I know, you still can't.
Not with the iPhone app, no, but you can with Android, yeah.
I don't know why not, because you could with Sky Plus.
And then there's ITV Hub. You've got audio description on Android, but not iPhone.
iPhone.
Yeah.
So, tablets, again, have a tablet around. The only thing that worries me with a lot of tablets, they don't keep them updated, so security might be an issue.
Yeah.
But... you know, you have to take that risk, I suppose, if you want to do certain things.
But we're in a pretty good position with smartphones, I'd say now, aren't we?
Yes.
Having the use of Android, iPhone and Windows Phone, in fact.
Yes.
Although I don't think Windows Phone is as good, although I need to play more with that, to be honest.
And there aren't enough of us using it, are there?
You know, it's only about 3 apps on the App Store, isn't there? Something like that.
Well, again, yes, for the things we do, you need
apps.
You often do, yes.
I mean, I checked actually out of interest. There's no Sky Q app for Windows Phone.
No.
And so therefore you can't do it.
No.
So, you know, I can't take Windows Phone seriously.
Well, it's no good to us for that, is it?
No, no.
If you had to only have one gadget, that couldn't be it, could it?
No. And there's this new GPS app out called Lazarus, which compares favourably with Blind Square, doesn't it? So now we've got Lazarus on both platforms, Android and iPhone,
yes.
and that's come out now. And there's a lot more. KNFB Reader is good on Android and iPhone. So some developers for the blind are saying some developers for the blind are still making excuses about, you know, less people on Android using them. People like Blindfold Games. But they just don't know how much money they're going to make. We've suggested to Blindfold that they join the Eyes Free list and just see what a following they've got. Because there's some people who do want their games on Android, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, developers are not waking up to that. But
they're not waking up to it, but they've probably got to find a different developer and pay. So they have got to know they're going to get their cost.
I don't know that they've got to find a different developer.
Sometimes they do, aren't they? Because may not do...
Nicholas, our friend at Amateur Radio, he develops on both, doesn't he?
I know he does.
You know, so it's possible to do it.
Some apps, it does look like they've had different developers, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
On certain things.
Yeah, I think the ITV Hub's a different developer, I'm sure of it. He probably knows more about what you can do with Android, and that's how he got the audio description in and things. And the Sky Q app as well.
See, I don't understand any of it. It says it's by Sky something, though, doesn't it? It doesn't name someone else, but it still could be a different developer, whether they be in-house or not. I don't know where their developers are.
What I haven't tried on Sky Q, of course, on iPhone, is to long press a program.
Yeah, that might work in the new iPhones with the 3D touch.
Yeah, might do.
Might do.
So, haven't tried
but
that.
But no, because usually we play a program, we know we want to delete it, but sometimes you know, if you need to stream them or do it on your phone for some reason.
Yeah, you can delete them on Android, but you know, there are these differences, and it is great if you can afford it. It's great to have both around, I'd say. But in fact, I don't know if there's a Huawei Wear app for the iPhone, but certainly Huawei Watch links to the iPhone. So
iOS, yes.
I would say there might be.
There probably is.
You know.
Yeah. Would be, couldn't they?
Interesting, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah. Apple Watch isn't the only alternative for iOS, is it?
I mean, going back to the speaker, if we hadn't got an iPhone in the house, we couldn't have typed in your password for Tidal or whatever, could we? Was it that wouldn't work?
Yes,
because I did it.
That's right, because the keyboard didn't come up.
So I did it. I had to do it.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't do it, but I did it.
Yeah. Yeah. So there are
certain things we couldn't have done.
There are problems on both sides, aren't there?
I can't remember if it's tidal or not, but I know I did it, and I'm not sure why I did it.
Yeah.
And you didn't do it.
There are issues on both sides, let's say.
There are issues on both sides. Yeah. It was in search. No, you were able to search. No, search came up.
So search was all right, but I couldn't. It must have been the password. I couldn't type in a password.
Yeah. Search was fine, so the keyboard comes
up. It's just the web views in the app, isn't it?
Which does make it inconsistent.
But I think they're not using the newer web views from Chrome, you see. This is a problem.
I think what I'm saying is some things work better with Android and some better with iPhone and some are equal, I guess. So it's nice to have both.
It's a nice position to be in, isn't it?
Yes.
That we can choose based on lifestyle rather than accessibility choices.
I mean, you can get cheap tablets. Of course, the screen estate is a bit bigger on a tablet, which isn't always what you want.
Yeah.
Or a very cheap phone and don't put a SIM in it.
But again, thank you, Nick, for another perspective other than just ours. Yes. It's nice to have that on the podcast as well.
I did find it exciting because it reminded me, you know, how we've gone from Nokia
to
iPhone to Android.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And I see so far you've got 4 episodes up, so we'll be playing them each week or each time we do the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'll be looking out for new releases with interest. So thank you very much for that, and a link will be on the show notes. But it's www.ndadamson.com/blindly-switching, all one word, if you want to get there directly. And then you can download or listen to the podcasts, stream them. You can subscribe using the RSS feed and so on. So that's that. And I also think that wraps up the podcast.
Yes, I think it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just remind you that you can contact us at ourplace@comproom.co.uk, or you can go to ourplace-podcast.info, where you can subscribe, download episodes, and you can read show notes for each episode and various things. You can even comment on episodes if you want to in the comments box. So you can do that as well. I haven't seen anyone do it yet, but you can do that. Because comments are enabled. So I do look for those occasionally. You can also ask to join our Dropbox if you want to do that, and you get your own folder, and then just plonk any MP3s in there if you want us to put them on the podcast, or if you've got any private messages for us. Don't forget to specify if you don't want it to go on the podcast, otherwise we will assume it will. So just let us know in the MP3 file as well, if it's okay to put it on the podcast or if it's a personal message to us. And, of course, you can donate. You can go to www.paypal.me/ourplacepodcast, all one word. I think that does it, does it?
Yes,
I think
definitely.
Do it.
Yep.
So I'm going to say cheerio for now.
Bye from me.
And, of course, we'll see you as ever next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.